Page 9 Press presents The Captive Throne, Legends of Abrea, Book 4. Written by Kenley Davidson. Narrated by Vanessa Moyen. Prologue. The door to the darkened sitting room opened, then closed again, with only the barest whisper of sound to indicate that anyone had entered. The queen waited by the window, not needing to turn to know who was making their silent way across the expanse of richly woven rugs and gilded furniture. She'd been expecting him, had understood for over 10 years that this day would eventually come. Even so, now that the moment had arrived, it seemed as if she'd had so little time to prepare. So little time in which to ask herself what she could have done differently. At least with the lamps unlit, he would be unable to read the tears that had so recently marked her cheeks.
How long have you known?
His tone was soft, deep, and almost uninflected, but still she shivered in the darkness. Over the years, that voice had come to represent many different things. So many, it seemed, that the queen sometimes found it difficult to separate the past from the present. At first, it had represented only regret, one of the many reminders of what she'd thrown aside in order to comply with her father's wishes and further his ambition. Later, it had represented loneliness. Melgar had been a difficult man to love, but she had tried, only to be met with indifference. He'd had her heart, but it cared for nothing beyond the land he ruled. And now, for the past 10 years, that voice had represented only fear. Fear of an unknown evil that stalked her every waking moment. Today, she would at last lay that fear to rest. What more, after all, could he do to her?
How long? The queen echoed. I have known since you returned from your tour. Or should I say?
She paused, second-guessing her course. But there was no going back. She'd picked up the sword, and now it was time to do battle.
I've known since shortly after you first set foot in Hansholm.
She heard a low chuckle in the darkness.
It seems you are more clever than I have given you credit for. Or perhaps I was more clumsy. But I hope you will not judge me too harshly. It is no simple thing to take on another man's life with all its burdens and complexities. All things considered, I feel I've done rather well, don't you?
Somewhere in the middle of that speech, his tone and timbre had changed. It seemed he was no longer...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?